The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment bus.
I don't even know where to go from here.
I don't either, but I loved it so much.
Like, I'm really sorry that happened to you, but at the same time, that was highly enjoyable.
And I am promising you that is not embellished at all. Zero embellishment on that.
Well, I'm sorry I have to take us down such a dark road now because we
darker
than this because we have to honor the death of somebody today.
Wasn't the one we announced earlier?
No. Okay. No.
The AOL guy?
Let me cook.
Okay.
This summer, we got introduced to an international treasure, if you will. She stepped out onto that breakdancing court, or whatever it's called, and gave us a little shimmy shake and then kangaroo, and really took the world by storm with her moves in the worst way. And now we have found out that, as of this week, Rachel Ray Gunn has decided to end her breakdancing career.
I still break, but yeah. I don't compete.
You won't
I'm not going to compete anymore. No, no.
Was that ever? What was the thoughts going into the Olympics? Was it to keep doing this?
Yeah, I was going to keep competing for sure. But that seems really difficult thing for me to do now to approach a battle.
Hmm. Well.
it's the death of Ray Gunn's career.
Did she choose to stop breaking, or did breaking choose to stop breaking with her?
Breakdancing broke up with her?
Yeah.
I don't want to turn this serious, so I'm not going. But it's partly a sad story.
It is, if you think about it. She got demolished.
So much heat online. Just demolished. I mean, I think at the end of the day, she really did take this very seriously, and she loved doing it. And there's some honor in getting to the Olympics. Forget about the system. Forget about how she actually qualified. She straight up sucked. But she was hammered so badly that she has left the competition that she really loves doing because of social media.
I don't feel bad because now we've learned that Ray Gunn is a quitter, because there are some athletes that would see this criticism and be like, you know what? I want to prove the haters wrong. I don't know when I'm going to prove them wrong. I don't know if it's going to be with a TikTok dance next week, but I want to show them that I actually have skills, whereas she's just taking this international beat down and going, you know what? I'm done. This thing that I love, I'm overdoing it.
I'm going to have Ray Gunn's back here. She is putting her mental health first. So anytime she goes into a competition, she knows what she's up against, and it's not the other competitors.
Yeah.
It's like all eyes are going to be on her, and like, how is she going to get ridiculed next? And it did. It took the joy out of what she loved doing. It's no longer joyful, so she's not going to do it anymore. And honestly, I don't blame her for it.
It sucks, man. So what's she going to do? Like, she's going to show up to a competition, and half the people, I don't know how many people show up to these things, but half the people that are there are going to boo her before she even gets out on the stage. It's terrible.
They're there for the car wreck.
Yeah.
They're there for the car crash, not for the competition.
Yeah, I feel like if she just leaned into it a little bit more, if she had like a little bit more tongue-in-cheek jokes about like the fact that people think that she's a bad dancer, do that for a couple of months and then come back on top. And if you really are that good, just put a little extra work into it and you can still do it. I feel like this is a little bit of a quitter's attitude, in my opinion. All right, now this is probably the most bizarre story to come out of entertainment news in the last month or so, but Lamar Odom.
Oh God, y'all seriously, like brace yourself, because this is bananas.
Kid warning, although we kind of already, you know, ditched him with the pee-pee story earlier, but...
Yeah, when I used the sentence that he gave me a concussion with his nuts, we're past that.
All the 5-year-olds turned off the radio. But Lamar Odom, according to TMZ, has ordered a custom sex doll that looks exactly like his ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian. So reports came out that Lamar visited a sex doll factory in Las Vegas, and his manager is telling sources that he ordered one that looks like his ex-wife, Khloe. They were married for 7 years, from 2009 to 2016, and apparently it's got all of her curves and facial features.
Abby, you are married, you are divorced,
uh-huh.
And you find out your ex-husband has ordered a sex doll that looks just like you. Are you flattered? Or are you mortified?
I'm going to jail because I'm going to commit some crimes against this man if I find out that he takes my face and puts it on a doll. To me,
it's creepy.
The fact that it's public knowledge. Here's the thing. If you can't move past Khloe Kardashian in your private life and this is the best that you're going to be able to get, then you know what? I can't fault you for that. But the fact that his manager is making this public knowledge and the fact that now Khloe has to know about it feels so icky and violating
to
me.
It's gross.
Can we go back even a half step more than that? And I am very sorry to sound judgmental, but it doesn't matter whose face is on it. If you're making love to a doll, that's rock bottom.
It sounds like that's kink shaming, Bert.
Yeah, it does.
Well, call it what you want. I would have an out of body experience if I was making love to a doll and go, what has happened to me?
Okay, it's just shocking because it's not like Lamar Odom couldn't get a girl like at a bar. Go to any bar in West Hollywood. You can bring a lady home. You don't need to resort to making love to the rubber.
Wow. Wow. Save that.
When the rubber hits the rubber.
Rubber on rubber crime.
I'm done.
I don't even know how to end that. I'm tapping out. If you want to hear more stories just like that one, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.